Audrey.
What's up?
For coming on for a chat.
Thanks, man.
I'm here at ReCentre in Brookvale in their new complex or HQ, whatever
you put it. Our I'd say it's our, let's say our studio. Let's say it's our studio. Yeah.
Studio. It's an awesome place. Just had a look around. And yeah, it's actually, you've done a great job with what you created and the
Thank
space
you've
utilized. So we'll hear a bit more about it today through our chat. But to start off with, can we get a little bit of insight about who Aldrich is and where he's come from and what he's created today within this space of, you know, ReCentre?
Yeah, nice. Yeah, well, thanks. First of all, thanks for having us on. Yeah, probably like 5 years ago, you know, it came, you know, something sprung on me to say I wanted to be a physio. You know, I've gone through numerous injuries from head to toe, and I was getting treated by, you know, two practitioners who actually taught me a lot through my own injuries. And, you know, it inspired me to want to help people in the same way. At the time, I was working in recruitment for people with disabilities. You know, it was very rewarding. But I felt like, you know, working in the industry for 12 years, I thought I needed a bit of a change.
Yeah.
I still wanted to help people, and why not through massage? You know, I then looked at investigating ways on how do I become a physiotherapist, and it was a bit daunting because, you know, looking at studying part-time for 8 to 10 years and you have all your commitments, it was a bit daunting. Getting into uni was another bit of an issue for me. So then my physio at the time and mentioned to me, do massage. And, you know, if I did get my diploma, I could sort of work under their wings and learn as much as I could from the physios. And I learned a lot in the 2 years that I was working for them.
Yep.
And it came to the point where I wanted to do my own thing and I wanted to start a community. And ReCentre, we opened maybe two years ago now. And we started working outside of Full Scoop Gymnastics in Brookvale, so gymnastic strength training. And I started off there. That was my community that I was training at. And yeah, from there it just grew. And from there I started meeting a lot more athletes, a lot more people that trained, your everyday people that trained six to seven times a week.
Yep.
And it then grew. Hired Chenzi, one of my first therapists who we put under my wing, and you know, she grew.
Yep.
We started, then we opened up our second clinic at Joe's Base Camp, which was just down the road. We then grew. So we had a third therapist join us. And from that third therapist, we decided we need to find our own space.
Yep.
And yeah, here we are 2 years later. We had six therapists. Now we have four.
Yep.
But it's something where we have enough clientele and the clientele just keeps growing. So I think it's not how busy we are, but I think there's just more people in need.
Yes.
I think what we're really finding, it's not, are we doing anything differently to get busy? No, I just think there's a lot more people in need that we're finding out. So
yeah, definitely. Wow.
So here we are. Yeah.
Within, you know, a short space of time.
Yeah.
About the growth of ReCentre, but
yeah,
we'll go back to the early days when sort of injuries and all that too. So physio work, like being a physio, being a massage therapist, wasn't really your first train of thought when you first finished, you sort of went into the recruiting side of things. What drew you into the recruiting side of things?
Actually, my wife, it's a funny story. I was working, finishing high school, I didn't go straight to uni.
Yeah.
I think education wasn't the forefront of my mind, or even, you know, even with my family, it wasn't like, oh, you need to go to uni, what do you want to do? It was more like, just find work and make money.
Yep.
You know, growing up, it was more, you know, I worked at a cigarette factory, you know, packing boxes, and I was getting $30 an hour. I said, mate, I'm 18, 19 years old. I was $30 an hour making more money than my parents, you know?
Yeah.
So I said, why do I need a career? I'm killing it. So, you know, then I met my partner and she goes, what do you want to do for a career? I was like, I don't know if I can, I mean, you know, pack boxes and help people smoke more cigarettes. You know, that was the opposite of obviously helping people. So then I said, I do, you know, the character that I am is just, you know, helping people as much as I can. So I wanted to do something where I could help people. And then I worked as an admin in recruitment. That's when, you know, working with people with disabilities and highly disadvantaged people. Even if I wasn't doing recruitment at the beginning, it was just like getting into the industry, learning the ropes. And from there, it took me to that it wasn't a career that I wanted to do. It was more like, okay, this is a job where I can help people.
Yeah.
So let me try.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I ended up there for 12 years.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. So yeah, the main driving force was to be able to help and provide something for someone.
Correct. What value that I can give to anyone.
Yeah.
You know, and it ended up that I, you know, was out on the field meeting employers,
yep.
finding job opportunities for people with a disability and catering for their needs rather than them trying to advocate for themselves. Yeah. Yeah.
Which is rewarding in itself.
Oh, very, yeah, yeah, big time.
What would have the, what at that early stage, what do you reckon you've learned and which has helped you from, you know, moving on to where you are now?
I think it was a drive to make a difference, you know. Say if I was in recruitment, you know, even till this day, I still see some of my clients that I've helped find a job. And, you know, if they're still in that job and I see that employer or the manager saying, Aldrich, you know, this client is still here, is still provides 100%, you know, productivity, is great value. For me, that was giving them a platform to give them stability in their lives or to, you know, give them worth, you know.
Yep.
And that transition to over here where through massage, how can we help change people's lives? You know, through massage, it's not about, oh, let's just get a nice relaxing massage, see you later.
Yep.
You know, Vaughn comes in, shoulder problem, hey, we'll do this. How did you feel after that? Is your shoulder improving?
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel now? Okay, it's not getting better. How can we make it better?
Yep.
Then we look at our community and how else can we help Vaughn if this isn't working?
Yes.
So I think it's more, trying to look at the long-term approach for people rather than just the quick fix for people, you know?
You're sort of invested in them as much as they're going to be invested in the process of getting, you know, the thing or the problem or the aches and pains away. So I think that makes the difference between someone who just rubs and hopes and just hopes the best.
Yeah, for sure.
Someone who's actually invested, connected, and got their clients' interests at heart as well.
Yeah, for sure, yeah. And I think that was probably the biggest thing was it's not just the, you know, let's give you a massage, see you later.
Yeah.
It's more like, why are you here? What's our purpose to help you? Mm-hmm. And I think it's about purpose. And if there's no purpose, it's not a bad thing that we just come in for a massage, but we generally like to have a purpose for each individual.
Yep.
It's not about coming every month because you need to. It's more like, well, what's the purpose of coming every month? What's the purpose of this and that? So, yes.
Yeah, and are they getting as much out of it every time as well? Or are they getting some result, you know, so they feel like it's got value as well.
Big time.
So after all that experience, physio, so you ended up in a physio clinic?
Yeah, so I started, first job in massage was working at the physio clinic where, the physio that was treating me for, I'd say he was treating me for maybe 10 years for all my injuries.
Yep.
And
so you had a good rapport with
him. I had a really good rapport with him and that's why he took me under his wing and he was my mentor.
Yep.
Which I think is very important starting in any career is to have a mentor.
Definitely,
So I worked for 2 years. There's a great bunch of physios there. So, I think learning as much as I could was about dealing with different injuries, different demographics of people, different stages of recovery from a surgery and all that sort of stuff. Working for him for about 2.5 years,
so that transition from recruitment into that, were you a bit unsure?
Very unsure, correct. And you know, working in recruitment, you get pretty decent money, full-time job, versus going to a physio practice where I was a subcontractor.
Yeah.
You know, I would only get paid per client. And it was something where it gave me more drive to get busy, so then I had stability.
Yes. Yep.
But also seeing a busy clientele or a busy schedule made me feel, okay, I think I'm doing the right thing here. People are booking and people are rebooking and
it's like reassuring.
Reassuring, correct. Yeah. So, I think that was the transition. It was very, on my wife would tell me, it's like, okay, is this something you want to do? And, you know, I think the back of our minds are like, oh shit, I don't know if I can make as much money as I used to. And it wasn't about the money.
Yeah.
It was never about the money. And that's why I pulled through. It's like, if I wanted money, I'd stay in recruitment.
Exactly.
But
they've gone down this path at all.
Correct, yeah. And
the opportunity of what you've done.
Yeah, and I would say if I didn't have the support from my wife, it probably this wouldn't happen. So a big kudos to her. She's probably not going to see this. I hope she sees this.
Yeah.
she just snipped this bit. But I think it's encouragement of your support network. And she was probably my biggest support person to help me transition to this career. But then the support from my clients then just overflowed. So, you know, moving from the physio to then opening Recenter, that was another task. It's like, yeah. Oh, how do I do this? All of a sudden, I have to build a new clientele. And I, with respect to the physio that I was working for, I wasn't someone to say, hey, everyone follow me.
No.
It's more like, thanks for your time. If people eventually came to see me, there's a thing called Google.
Exactly. Yeah.
But at the same time, it's respect. There was really a lot of respect there when I did my own thing. You know, a lot of my client support came through pretty well. So that encouraged.
They feel comfortable with you, and they had you've already had that experience. They've had that experience with you, and they know what they're going to get every time.
Correct.
So.
Yeah, and I think massage it's a very personal thing, as you would agree with me, and especially with the work that you do as well. You know, massage practice or physio practice or any sort of consultation with it one-on-one, you're not going to go to see someone because, they're skillful or whatever, but like it's the connection that you build with that individual.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
That's one of the most important parts, especially when you're providing service for someone, especially one-on-one as well.
Yeah.
It's about having that connection, that trust, you know, feeling comfortable with someone and being able to, you know, sort of, and both parties get benefits out of that because, for one, the client's able to sort of be open and let go, and then especially if you're doing the physical, you know, massage, you know, you want people to be relaxed and to be able to, and then also to tell them about what they're experiencing physically as well, because if they're a bit hesitant to tell you, then it's going to make your job a little bit harder to find out what the problem is or help with the situation as well.
For sure.
Sounds like you've had a few great experiences through the transition stages of, you know, like finishing school, working, you know, packing boxes for cigarettes,
and
into, you know, recruitment, and then transitioning into, you know, physio, working under a physio, becoming a massage therapist, and then transitioning into, you know, your own little business and creating that. And you did mention your wife is a huge part, and I think that's a really important, having a team around you who are supportive, you know, it can be friends, family, you know, the community.
I think
that's probably one of the things we underestimate in any growth, if it's team sports, in business, in life in general, having a strong community around you who can support you but also keep you on track a little bit as well.
For sure. 100%. I totally agree with you. And, you know, the success, you know, when people say, oh, Recenter, you know, you guys are killing it and doing this. I said, yeah, well, if it was going to come down to one thing, it's the clientele we have, it's the community that we're involved with. And we wouldn't be where we are if we didn't have that right clientele and the community support behind us. So, you know, if someone was to say, oh, Aldrich, you did it well, I was like, yeah, I don't think it was nothing to do solely on me. It was more like we had a good community support to help us grow the way we did. Definitely.
You were sort of the head of driving or setting it all up, but you need that support behind you, and the support in clientele, you know, even work, you know, other therapists as well,
big time. And and hats off to the team that we have too, because, you know, you could start any job and have the best people, but if it's not the right people who have the right mindset, that it's not about Aldrich's massage or Chenzi's massage or Chris's massage. It's about our connection as a team.
Yep.
Like, you could see the next therapist and go, you treat me just the same as Aldrich would treat me, because you have the right, you know, passion to help me.
Yes.
And it's a long-term thing rather than, okay, Aldrich sees you, see you later, or Chenzi sees you, see you later. They follow that same
fundamentals.
The fundamentals are then, the mindset is there where no matter who you see, said, hey, I'm busy, can you see Chenzi in the next treatment? And then see me afterwards, I'll usually get that feedback going, Aldrich, thanks for sending me to Chenzi because she was absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Cool. So it's good for me to hear that feedback from my clients going, you're not just palming us off, you're actually continuing that phase. Even if you can't see me, we know if we see anyone in the team, we'll be looked after. I'm actually proud of that. And that's not a me thing, that's a collective.
It has to be a collective. And they have to, the other therapists have to be also invested in it as well, to provide that service and buy in. And it comes down to creating, being a team leader, but creating the team around you. You're only as good as your team.
Oh, big time. I wouldn't be surviving if I didn't have that team I have,
Definitely. How did the name Recenter come about?
Recenter. So one of my mates, Dave, and he's a videographer.
Yep.
And when I first, you know, ran, actually when I first opened business, I was trading under Aldrich Ronquillo, remedial massage therapist. So it was Aldrich RMT. And even my website was aldrichrmt.com. And I thought it was pretty cool, like whatever, like I do my own thing and work for myself. And I had this little logo, which was like a anatomy figure. It looked like a cartoon. I was like, yeah, it was cute. Sure, it's cute, whatever. I traded that for 3 months.
Yep.
Thought it was cool, had my own website.
Yeah.
And then when I started treating my mate Dave, and he was very inspirational as well in terms of our growth. As a videographer, it's like, oh, let me do some cool videos. Let's do a little bit of a promotional video. That was cool, whatever. He asked me the question saying, hey, so what's your long-term plan for your business? You do an amazing massage and da-da-da-da. What do you want to do? He's like, oh, I want to have a team with me and have a team around me to do exactly what I do to help more people. Because he made me think, how would it sound if all these people work for AldrichRMT.com? It's like, yeah, it sounds good, I think. But says, yeah, but people will only want to see Aldrich RMT because it's your business. Yeah. So then all these other people that work for you become, you know, like an assistant or whatever. I said, yeah, that's true. Good point. I said, everyone has to be so equal in that sense. So he said, we need to find a business name.
Yeah, wow.
And he said, if you were to open up a space or a studio, what would that studio be? And for me, it was about, obviously, remedial massage. It was all about recovery. It was all about restoring the body and, you know, having classes where we could do stretch and mobility and self-massage classes. And I'm a big believer in maintenance of your body is what's key, not what happens in that treatment room. So I said, I want to incorporate a model where, you know, we give the knowledge to our clients to be able to help themselves, because that's where it comes down to. It's what you do at home. And I said, I want to build this place where we all do that. And I said, all right, he kind of, like, let's toy with some names. And one day he calls me up and we were having pies at Brookie Pies down the road. And he goes, I just drove by the business name. I said, oh, what's the business name? And we were looking at it. And we were looking at Reese Plumbing Center, right? And so Reese Plumbing Center, I don't see it. He's like, look at it. We take off, you know, Reese, you know, it's just Re Center. And it was Recenter. He said, it's Recenter. And I was like, fuck, yeah, cool, sounds cool. He goes, no, but think about it. The Recenter, the RE, obviously in our logo is bold because it means a lot. RE, so Recenter is remedial massage, it's recovery, it's restoring the body, it's renewing the body, it's realigning the body, it's all the things we mentioned. It's like, Aldrich, we got it. And that was within like 4 days, and I was pretty shocked that he goes, we've got it. And it's this.
Yeah.
And so then that's, I said, mate, that sounds good. And even if we were, you know, had the business name Recenter, I was working out of two gyms.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a recenter, like, but it's still something that I envisioned eventually.
Yeah.
We would have this space. And actually the trading name is Recenter Space. PTY LTD.
Yeah.
Which is the space. And our website, recenter.space, it all kind of flowed into that the business name. Yeah.
If we think back 2 years ago to where you are now, that's where it all started. Setting it up.
But, yeah.
You know, you probably have to give a big shout out to him.
Oh no, he's
been a huge part of it. To create this. Well, it was already created before it happened, and that's a big thing. Even when working with clients, you don't have a specific idea of how it's going to work, but having set up or having created stuff on the way,
yeah,
it all adds up and aligns, and then it comes together, doesn't it?
Big time, 100%. And I think that's right. Like Dave, he's a videographer.
Yeah.
He started doing more storytelling through videos. He started looking at more big picture for a business. And yeah. I think I was almost a guinea pig for him to go. And you know, he works with bigger clientele like Amazon's and Uber and all that sort of stuff. He goes, oh, let me help Aldrich RMT. And I think for him to see as well, or in me to see what we could do based on the right, direction, he took us places. He's not just taught me how to envision growth for the business, but he also taught me how to use, you know, film and video, give me the tools to be able to promote my own business rather than relying on, hey, Dave, can you do me another video? Hey, Dave, can you do me another video? I think we do take pride on stuff we've learned from him. And you know, now being able to do stuff on our own, not just in the massage sense, but running a business, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So he was another great mentor you had.
Massive.
Yeah, so that's an interesting name. Yeah. And it is a fitting name too, isn't it? You know, but if you look now to what you've done and the space you've created,
yeah.
You go, oh, yeah, this all makes sense.
Yeah.
You know? So That's cool. So working out of those two little spaces in Brookvale, you know, Force Group and Joe's Base Camp, that area.
Mm.
What was so community was a big focus. So
massive focus, yeah.
What was? How did you view that whole process, and what? How did you sort of embrace that?
Yeah. You know, I was already training at Force Group at the time,
yeah.
So I already sort of knew the community. So working out of there just. It was easier to get clientele that way. And I wouldn't say necessarily my client base didn't start from just Folds Group. It became word of mouth.
Yes.
Every single person I saw, there was always a relation to the next person that came. Oh, I came because Vaughn told me to come. Yeah. I came because, you know, Jack told me to come. You know, even people at the Cube, like where you train, like, I you know, obviously I don't train there, but it was because I started treating one or two clients, and then it became like, I think a lot of our clientele are from the Cube.
Yeah.
So I think it's one of those things where it's not just where we are based and people, yes, from other gyms come to us because we're inside another gym, but it was more like, no, we're here to see Aldrick or here to see Chenzi or here to see Marek or whatever it was. And I think, I think it was all word of mouth. We had no signage in the gyms we were at. We didn't have a big race center, massage or whatever. We were just a hole in the wall room with nothing to say that there was a massage room here.
Yep.
And I think, now looking at it, word of mouth was probably the biggest ways we got busy.
Yeah. Which is probably the most organic, healthiest way too, and sustainable, because there's no more powerful message than someone referring someone else on. You know, you can put signages up and do all the advertising, which is important, don't get me wrong, but to really, you know, create a community and then create non-sustainable, you know, career out of it, or a lifestyle, then you need to have that, you know,
for sure.
Now, so that comes down to what you were saying earlier too, the providing service which is, you know, worthwhile for the client, and then they're comfortable to see anyone as well.
Correct.
You know, within that recenter space. So that's pretty cool. What were maybe a couple of challenges you sort of found through that process?
That's a tough one. I mean, obviously COVID hit everyone hard, so I'm not even going to mention COVID because, you know, that effect on the world, even businesses in general. So I come along with that challenge with everyone else. But I don't know, man. Like, that's a tough question.
Yeah.
I've been fortunate to feel that I've grown the business in such a comfortable way without feeling the pressure of like, I got to do this, I got to do that, or this has gone wrong or that's gone wrong. Touch wood. that, you know, it hasn't come. I know I'm ready for any problems that may arise. And we have, like, especially with COVID, but if anything, it probably was just the closures that affected us. Other than that, you know, getting the right client, even with staff, I wouldn't even call them staff. These are people that work with me, not for me.
Yep.
And I think even, you know, when companies and businesses have staff issues, like, I haven't really had problems because I think they vision, like, we're equal.
Yeah.
So even hiring staff, you know, it's all word of mouth as well. Like, I haven't had to advertise. It's more like, hey, my friend, or I bump into, like, Chris, who used to go to school with me. So it's like, it's been easier to hire staff that way, or people to work with me. Tough question to answer.
It's good. Yeah. And if it hasn't been, you know, too many problems, which we, you know, is awesome too. But
it
sounds like you also have been controlled and measured in what you're doing as well. So it's not like you, even though 2 years is quite quickly to what you create, but you've grown organically and went with the flow of things.
Yeah, definitely going with the flow, and it wasn't something we were pressing to open up a space or getting another team member. It was everything that happened was quite organic, and I'm actually pleased to say that. And you know, even giving myself that work-life balance as well, having a strong relationship with my wife as well. Like, and I know, you know, business owners that I come across or see, sometimes it's just work. I mean, it is a little bit back of my mind, even on my time's off, but not to the point where I come home, you know, 11 p.m. at night because I've, you know, just had to do all this stuff. I mean, actually, you know what? Actually, one problem that I probably faced, and that was building this space.
Yeah.
Physically and mentally, it did wipe me out. Now that I think about it, it was probably opening this studio, and you know, it was challenging. It was fun. It was rewarding, but at the same time, it did put a lot of stress mentally and physically on myself.
Yeah.
I did have a few moments where I did break down.
Yep.
and because I felt so consumed by the business. And then something that my first rule was to make sure business doesn't affect my personal life and my family and everything like that. So, there you go. Actually, it was something that I forgot about now, but yeah, it did affect me pretty hard. It came to the point once where, painting everything and putting the walls up and organizing the tradies to do this whilst working full-time schedule with massage. I didn't take any time off massage. You know, we were still treating people with hammers banging on the walls, and because I had to pay the bills. I couldn't borrow money from the bank, so everything was blood, sweat, and tears, this place. That's probably the one downfall I felt was the pressure of everything, of getting this place ready.
Looking back on that experience, would you do it differently?
I probably would have liked to organize people to do everything. The thing about this space, all the tradies we used, all the services we used was our clients. So I wanted to make sure that, one builder could have done everything, but I used three different builders to do certain parts of the, because I wanted to give them a part of our community. This is your piece. This is, one builder did the fit out of reception. One builder put up all the walls. I had a separate plumber to do all the pipe work. I had a tiler to in bathroom renovation from another guy. So, but if I was to do it differently, I'd probably let go a little bit and just get these guys to do the thing. Even painting, I would not touch a paintbrush again.
I hate painting. That's
yeah, and it was every single room. This is a huge room. It'd be like massaging 6-7 clients and then finishing off with painting two walls. I was absolutely wrecked for 3 months actually.
Yeah.
I would probably plan the building phase better.
Yep.
I took it all upon myself.
Yeah.
That's probably where I would change it.
And we learn from those things, don't we? If we didn't go through that, we probably wouldn't know.
Big time.
The leap, let's use the leap of, where you were, two holes in the wall to a clinic of your own, you're in charge of your whole space and a lot bigger space too. So what were the thoughts around that?
I think we have four therapy rooms. I always knew that we were okay because we were busy with the right clientele. Yes. The staff were all busy. That always saved us. I mean, something like this studio space, it fits maybe around 20, 25 people.
Yep.
That was something where I go, all right, we have a big room here. It's part of our building. How can we best utilize the space for classes? And I think that's my main concern, was about how do we get this place busy in terms of classes?
Yes.
And it's still something that I'm focusing on getting the right instructors in.
Yep.
For me, it's not, these instructors aren't working for me. They're working their own business.
Yeah.
So they're just obviously providing a space. And it's, like I said, it's about the community again. And so that still is my main priority, and that was my big 50-50 of going, how will I manage it, or do I just sublease the whole space out and have someone run their studio here? But that will eliminate everything that we're already doing here. So that's probably the thing that I was arming about. So
yeah. Nice. Let's get into a bit of treatment tonight. So remedial massage therapist, started off doing that. What have you expanded to toolkit to sort of offer more?
Yeah, well, it's ever evolving. And it's like when we hire staff, like they could have the right skill set, but it's always about learning. We learn off each other.
Yep.
Actually on Wednesday, we're doing an advanced dry needle course, which explores more parts of the body that we haven't learned.
Yep.
So we always make sure that there's something on our calendars where we're going to learn more skills. So advanced dry needling, which is very good for us because then we can use that on our clients and give them more relief for pain. There's a few other things that we do want to learn over the next year, which is a few joint mobilization tools using traction belts and stuff like that.
Yep.
We all already do deep tissue therapy, but more sports based.
Yep.
We do all the cupping. So actually all the therapists that I've hired didn't have the cupping skill set. So it's something that I taught them over time.
That's cool.
And now that's probably one of the biggest tools we use because it helps with, we call function and release cupping. So it increases better movement patterns and blood flow into the areas, pulling the fascial lines of the body.
Yep.
So now that's something they love doing. even dry needling, majority of our therapists didn't come with dry needling background, so it's something that I put them through to yeah, courses to make sure that this is something that you know will be very beneficial for your clientele.
Yep.
So yeah, like I said, the industry is always ever evolving, so we're always making sure that we're trying to do our best to learn as a team, also individually as well. Yeah.
And it's great that you're able to then do that, because I think part of human nature, we want to grow and challenge yeah. ourselves. So for you to do it yourself, but then also to be able to provide that, or you know, give them the opportunities for your, you know, the therapists as well
to
do the same as well, because like you said, it all adds value to the overall brand of ReCenter rather than
for sure.
just you having all the skill set and then
yeah and just hiding it yeah, yeah so. And even like these boots, like these are just an additional therapy to what we do, and
yep.
it's sort of like you're in between sort of stuff. So compression therapy is quite important for like all those runners out there. Yeah. How are you feeling with the boots?
Feeling really good, actually.
Yeah, just pumping. Yeah. Mine's actually turned off because the battery died, so I'm just acting here as if I have the boots on.
I'm glad I picked this one there. But yeah, no, it's so relaxed. Yeah. I highly recommend it, actually. But yeah, the benefits of this is another attribute for so many
Correct.
People.
It's more like, okay, we can't, you know, physically see as many people as we can, so hey, why don't you jump on the boots in between a massage, because it just helps that blood flow. Yeah.
No, and that's value added to the client. So we'll go into I want to ask, what clientele do you attract, or is it a particular clientele, or are you pretty open, like broad?
Yeah, well the main clientele that we attract, and this is something that I wanted to focus on when we first opened the business, and that was athletes, and doesn't mean like a professional athlete. Athletes meaning your everyday people
yeah.
that train, you know, 5, 6, 7 times a week, whatever it is. And how can we be part of their journey in terms of recovery and, you know, being the best version of themselves?
Yeah.
Let me get this out of the way. Yeah. So the clientele that we've been focusing on is people that train your everyday office worker that goes home and has a routine. I'm stuck. There we go. Yeah. And working at the physio clinic, I did feel I was dealing with more of an older clientele, and I said, okay, there's nothing wrong with that, but I just felt like I needed to grow in a different way, and opening ReCenter was the vision. So obviously working out of two gyms, that was the right clientele for me to get.
Yep.
Then I started treating, my first professional athlete was a Olympic skier, Sammy Kennedy Sim, and she's probably my number one client. Not to discount all my other clients, but as in like professional athletes, she was the one that first came and helped put me on the radar for other athletes, you know, being part of her recovery plan, being part of her training plan, and help her, you know, reach goals and qualify for the next Olympics and stuff
being
like that.
Being on her journey to achieve her side goal.
And her own journey and goal is powerful, and yeah. to be part of that is a blessing for me. And then started treating on, you know, like, you know, a few of the Manly Sea Eagles, and some of like the other rugby league players, Reece Hodge from Rugby Union as well. And then we started getting more of that sort of clientele. And then the biggest one that really, like, I think what the one thing that really spearheaded the business to get that clientele as well was Kelly Slater coming in during lockdown. And I think when we locked down due to COVID in March, I was like, oh man, what are we going to do? You know, do online classes and this and that. And I was finding ways to support my staff.
Yep.
And then when we were allowed to reopen, you know, Kelly Slater come through the door while he was stuck here in lockdown. And I was like, it was the most surreal thing.
Couldn't imagine.
You know, I am not a surfer.
Yeah.
I do treat a lot of surfers. And the fact that I got, you know, the top of the food chain in terms of the surfing world, I was just pretty shocked.
You couldn't even plan that. It just sort of worked out, you know what
correct
I mean?
Exactly. And from my goal 2 years ago to say I want to work with professional athletes, be part of, you know, and not work with clubs, because when you work with clubs it's a different ball game. You become quite general, versus when individual athletes come to see us, it's like, okay, what's our purpose here for you?
Yep.
You know, and like I said, come back to that purpose. It's not here just, let's just cup you, let's needle you because you saw it on Instagram.
Yeah.
Like, you know, why are you here? This is the best protocol that we're going to treat you. You know, I think that was quite a shock for me. It was great
but exciting.
But exciting at the same time. And, you know, he came quite a few times while he was here in Sydney before he flew back. And then Tom Carroll comes through the door because of Kelly.
Yep.
And the relationship me and Tom Carroll have is so powerful. And he runs his meditation classes with our release classes. And he's someone who's quite inspirational. And in one of our classes that we had last month in the release class, Kelly Slater did a video chat with us. And he actually was more promoting the relationship with me and Tom Carroll.
Yeah.
Because he knew that we would connect well and help as many more people as we could, yeah, as a collective. And that was such a very inspirational message to hear. But yeah. But like I said, our 95% of our client base is your everyday people that work.
Definitely.
But train just, yeah, as hard. So
active lifestyle
is, yeah, correct. So and we always have the concept of like the harder you train, you just have to recover just as hard, yeah,
as is important. It's probably, yeah, as or even more important in it, the recovery,
correct,
side.
Correct. Yeah, big time. Yeah.
You got to really give yourself a bit of TLC, a bit of care, and all that too. So it's great that you can provide that service and educate, you know, your clients as well.
Big time. I think
that's all part of the process as well. So, what do you do outside of
Outside of recent,
what does Aldrich do? Where's his downtime or his own time?
Well, the biggest thing I wanted to change after I had my little breakdown was to make sure I went to the beach every day, to swim every day.
Yep.
And that's for me is my relaxation. That's my peace. And then I train, gymnastic strength training, do a bit of HIIT training. So I guess I try to keep an active lifestyle myself. I probably should be a bit more proactive in my own recovery, making sure I book out with my guys, but we get so consumed with work. Every time I realize that I have a little bit of a niggle going, yeah, who's looking after me?
Yeah.
So yeah, I always try to make sure that I do give myself that R&R as well. Yeah. And
which
then,
is important.
So important.
You probably noticed that when you had that time of overloading and, yeah, overwhelming yourself with, you know, providing a service and then creating a space and then trying to be the best husband and,
correct,
trying to,
yeah,
do everything.
But exactly, yeah,
all at once if you don't create your space to recharge. And it can be doing stuff active,
yep, correct,
just for you to switch off and get away
from it. Big time. And I think that's probably my biggest goal is put more emphasis on myself. And,
yeah,
and I think I've kicked off well this year so far. So it's been good. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's exciting. If people were interested to check out your space, inquire about anything or book in a session, where do they go?
Yeah, so you jump on our website, www.recenter.space. We offer obviously remedial and sports massage. We do work with a lot of physiotherapists and chiropractors. So, I think when people see us, we're always part of a treatment plan. Someone has an injury, we do all the soft tissue work and work with a lot of, community members around the area. So that's first and foremost the biggest thing that we do here. We also do classes which focus on recovery. So any of the classes that we provide at Recenter is aimed at recovery. So that's through stretch and mobility. We have release classes, which is self-massage, which is trigger balls, sticks, balls, anything to help alleviate pain. We also run Japanese yoga, which is very restorative in its nature. We do actually do aerobics, which Chenzi runs, but her passion is dance. So I wanted to incorporate her passion in her work, which is she does an aerobics routine.
Yep.
But to keep it in line with recovery, we do end it with a release class. So she merges a high intensity sort of dance routine.
Yep.
And then finishes off with a release session, which is fun. Which is fun.
Yeah.
I think we are a fun team, so I think promoting that is also good.
Yes.
So those are the main things. And then obviously the studio space is for hire for any businesses that want to, yeah, use it. We also have a nutritionist that works here twice a week, so that incorporates all that wellness as well. Yeah. So we still have space for other therapies and modalities. We're always open to that. Also for anyone to, bring their business in and use our space, we can promote that as well, as one community. Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah, keep that community vibe going, which you've already created. So, mate, I've enjoyed the chat with you, hearing a bit about your journey today.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah.
Congratulations in what you've created so far, and I'm excited to see what you've got to come.
I'm very, very excited. Yeah, and it's one of those things, in the climate that we're in,
yeah,
what surprises will happen, it's exciting, but also, obviously, quite cautious, but yeah,
yes,
we're always positive about it, so it's good. Yeah,
that's the best way to be, because, yeah, things come from that. As you've seen what you've done in the past, today you're sort of being open, positive, and you're sort of naturally, organically grew into the space you've created. So
yeah, for sure.
Two questions I'd love to ask my guests at the end. First, what gives you purpose?
What gives me purpose? You know what? It's about my purpose. I feel is about helping every person I'm in contact with.
Yep.
It's about giving, and I think it's so taxing to me. That's why I said I need to put some give back to me. But my purpose is to help anyone that I meet and part of. Yeah.
Yeah, mate, what a great purpose. But yeah, you want to be careful on the other side that you don't jeopardize your own health and well-being.
Correct.
First for everyone else's, because you know, in the long run, then you'll get affected. But mate, it sounds like you're working well in that space and you're trying to, you know, identify what's best for you as well.
For sure.
That. So, but what a purpose. Last question. Favorite destination you've been to and you'd like to go to?
That I've been to? Oh, mate, that's a tough one. We did quite a bit of traveling the past few years. I'd say that, you know, my parents are Filipino.
Yep.
You know, so visiting the islands in the Philippines is probably the best places I've been to, and actually my father-in-law's island that he grew up in, we went to visit there a couple of years ago. Now we've been going every single year because it's quite a, you know, like, it's not a touristy place and it's very quite remote in a way, and the islands are just beautiful. I'd say the Philippines, the islands. If you haven't been to the Philippines, you have to go visit. Place that I want to go, we're actually meant to go for our 10-year wedding anniversary to Peru and Machu Picchu. We were meant to do that in May, but obviously no one could.
Last May or this May?
The last May.
Last May, yeah.
So still a place that I definitely want to go and check out, yeah, for sure.
Wow. Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thanks again, mate. Appreciate
Thank you. No, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
All good.